Yes, I'm Talisco. I'm the singer of the band, and I'm here in USA for pleasure and concert.
So let's start with the most important thing. Is Talisco you or is Talisco a band?
We don't know. That's a mystery.
Ah, but we need to clear this up. Let's start with that.
No. It's not a bit mystery. It's a joke. Talisco. That's the name of the project, in fact. I'm alone at the beginning. I was alone at the beginning, but now it's like a band, in fact.
It was either 11 or 13 when you composed your first song.
Well, I composed my first song really young, in fact, around 11. But I stopped the music during around 10 years.
Do you remember your first song?
Yes, I remember my first song.
Tell me about your first song.
It was about a tangerine.
About a tangerine. Come on, give me some lyrics. What was it about a tangerine at age 11 that fascinated you?
You know, imagine a poor tangerine alone in the kitchen. It's so sad.
It's not appealing.
It's so sad. And the song, it was like, "Hello, I'm a tangerine and I stand here like a fruit. The day and the night I see this kitchen."
Did you sing it that well back then?
No.
With such emotion?
With such emotion, it was so sad for me, this song. So, but I was really young when I wrote this song.
And how do you feel about tangerines today? Do you feel they're sad, or have they gotten happier in your, you know, in your older times?
It depends on the tangerine, in fact.
It does, you know, because you see sometimes you see a tangerine in a bar at the end of the bar. And it's trying to pick up the girl tangerine, and it's just doesn't have the right moves.
And at this moment, especially, it's really sad.
I'm sorry to hear that. But let's keep going. We know you're French, but there's also other things other than French. Now, tell us the other mix in the brew there.
I'm a Spanish guy because all my parents are Spanish. My blood is Spanish.
But you weren't born in Paris, right?
Yes, of course. I'm French. I'm French.
One of the quotes that you've said recently is that the first album was fantasy, and that this one is reality.
My reality it's to play music all over the world. So I have a lot of adventure, a lot of things to see, a lot of things to live. So it's impossible for me to don't speak about that. So it's like that. It's my reality. My fantasy became a reality, in fact.
When your label wrote me and said, you know, "We really would love you to have a conversation," they did the quote, "and be sure to talk about Los Angeles." Now, I live 50 minutes from Los Angeles. Number one, how did you get to Los Angeles? How did that happen?
That's an interesting question. It's really different than Paris. And in Los Angeles, I can do everything I want. I can create and make my fantasy, in fact, in Los Angeles. There's a lot of faith in Los Angeles. You can do what you want and you can be what you want, in fact, in Los Angeles.
And do you feel that in Paris you can't because in Paris you have to be Parisian?
Yes, of course. In Paris, there's a way in Paris. You have to be Parisian in Paris, and that's a problem when you want to be an artist. In fact, it's not easy to be what you are for real in Paris.
Do you think most Parisians would agree with you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's an interesting premise. So you get to LA, and so many musicians also go to LA for one simple reason: their career and access to all these other musicians. So was that part of the reason? Yeah, so that's what I want to hear. So tell me about you.
No. It's the first reason for me. It's not to be an artist and to be famous. It's just to find another things. In fact, there's LA for me. It's just for that, not to be famous, in fact. I don't care about that. I just want to be myself and find and feel the right things in me. And Los Angeles give me these things, in fact.
And so now, but you've left Los Angeles, correct? Or have you not? Or are you still there?
No, it's impossible for me to live in Los Angeles every time, because I have a lot of concerts in Europe. We have a lot of concerts in Europe, so it's impossible for me to stay all the year. So, in fact, I divide myself between Paris and...
You live in both places?
Oh, no, no. I have... My main place is in Paris.
So the box that you're always put in is high energy alternative rock. I have no idea what that means.
Me too. in fact, it's not easy, because when you want to create music, you don't want to be in a box. In fact, you want to create something different. So if you think about that, it's difficult. You know what I mean? It's you have to think more than the all the things who exist. In fact, so it's impossible for me to think about what kind of music can I play exactly. You know what I mean?
I do. So, but you're sitting across from an attractive woman, and you're in a bar, and you're both having a glass of really good French red wine. And she looks you in the eye, and you know this is that moment where it's... Right, exactly. Of course she is. And you know it's do or die time. And the only way you can win her over is to describe what you do. What do you tell her?
I'm talking about my... I try to express myself and my dream. And I think the music, it's like... I think it's a mix between pop and rock and roll, maybe.
Fair game. Tell me about all your projects, because you have multiple. This is a project. Talisco is a project, but you do many other things, and I have not anywhere in any of these conversations had anybody say to you, oh, by the way, what else do you do?
And that's the secret, in fact. I leave behind the project, the Talisco project. But the other things, it's the other part of my personality is to create music for other people, for film, all the things like that, and with another kind of name, you know, secret name, and it's not, and that's this kind of way. Yeah, I earn money with that, in fact.
So you work on film soundtracks. Have we heard and seen some of the films your soundtracks have been on?
Yes, of course.
Give me a few.
Impossible.
Ah, that's... Because you want to keep, because you keep it as a secret.
Yeah, of course.
So you really do keep your projects from each other?
Yeah, of course. Talisco, it's for pleasure. The other thing is for money.
You found yourself in Los Angeles... a really good guy to mix it. He worked with Jay-Z, he worked with Justin Timberlake. So tell me about the discovery and how that happened.
Yeah, I met this guy, this artist, because it's an artist, during a party. It was, I know it was Jason, in fact. And we had an artist crush, in fact, artistic crush. And I wanted to work with this guy, because in hip hop music it's really physical, you know, the mix are really physical, and I was really interested about that.
Interesting, but you didn't walk out with hip hop sound. So tell me, what did you walk into the studio with? How far along were you? How far along were demos? How far along was it composed? And then did he just mix? How much did he dig into the project itself once you got into the studio? What did you bring in?
It was only for the mix, in fact. Because all the creation, I created all the album between Los Angeles and Paris. And with Jason, it was only for the mix, in fact. Only for the mix.
So every song on this record, it's all you. But from track to track, it's not the same. There's a very, very wide amount of music on there. So what is the filter? How do you know, because this is Talisco and this is the project. So what is the filter? How do you know it's a Talisco song?
Maybe with my voice. There's two things, in fact, I think. My voice and my guitar. It's really, my guitar sounds really, really Western, in fact.
It does, because it's kind of Beck-like.
Yeah. It's like it's my favorite sound is Ennio Morricone sounds. In fact, it's like the-
ah, really? So now we're back to soundtracks now, though. Mm-hmm. That's a really classic, you know, spaghetti western sort of thing, right?
That's one of my best influence.
In The Race, you refer to the Pixies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Cool. When I was young, Pixies was one of my favorite band. In fact, I was really really young, and the energy, the attitude, all the good things was here for me. So it was important to talk about that.
But the Pixies didn't do a song about a tangerine.
No.
At least as far as we know.
You're right. But why not?
Well, maybe Surfer Rosa is about a tangerine.
Maybe. It's the spirit of Pixies, so why not?
Do you have a vision for where you're going to take it next?
Oh, yes.
And you're not going to share that vision because it's a secret?
No. I think it will be more rock and roll, I think. I don't know, it depends on the, it's on the mix, it's on the energy, it's on the...
It's louder.
Yeah, not louder, it's how you play. Yeah, it's how you play, yeah, of course. It's not with more guitar on the lyrics, it's depend on the mix and how you play.
I have invented a thing called a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs on the outside as the bread, and then songs by other artists in between.